back here, Joe. Well, I'm back. You're in.
Yes.
How's it going this morning?
It's going great. Thursday, the weekend's almost here. Brian, I want to before we get to aliens, I do have to mention something that you and I have talked about extensively on this show, and that is my needing to have some kind of audio always going on. You know, I can't even sleep without having something on in the background. Audio. I can't have the TV on. Well, 2 days ago, I go to the gym, and I realize I don't have my headphones. So I walk in. Hopefully, you know, at least the music at the gym will get me through the workout, but the overhead music's not working either. I had to do an entire workout in silence, and it might have been the most difficult and challenging cardio exercise I've ever had.
Dealing with yourself?
And listening to people around me, and I just, music helps me zone out when I'm working out, and I think that's a huge part of working out, is the zoning out, and it was very difficult. I do not like being alone with my own thoughts.
I can tell. Well, thoughts and prayers to you, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm keeping the headphones in the car now. That's the conclusion of this whole thing.
I love it. I don't think I'd wear headphones all the time if they didn't play the, you know, god-awful music through the speakers.
So you do it to avoid the music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It just, it's here. Well, you know, and then I crank my own, and now I, you know, have tinnitus. So,
But I'll tell you this, Brian.
I'd rather have nothing.
You have so much better hearing than me, because I'll get in that chair sometimes after you, and I'll have to crank up the amp down.
Yeah,
there.
I know. And then I'll put it on, and all of a sudden you'll like push the button to talk to me, and I want to puke. Like that, it's so loud. It's like I'm at the IMAX again. All right, Joe. So here's what's on my mind. I want to know what in the world is going on with America.
Oh, it's a loaded question.
But like something is broken in our country right now. And let me tell you why. Because we had David Charles Grush, who for over a decade in the Air Force, he was a major in the Air Force, an intelligence officer. Then he worked at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency for the last few years. High rank there. Was co-lead, basically, of that agency's UFO program. Now, he went before a congressional committee and said yesterday that UFOs not only exist, but that the government has extraterrestrial ships, extraterrestrial beings in their possession somewhere in the country, and have been using them to reverse engineer the technology and make some technology of their own. He said in front of Congress that the U.S. has been aware, likely, of non-human activity on Earth for nearly 100 years. Now, the Pentagon denied any cover-up claim, saying that there's no information to substantiate claims that programs regarding the possession or reverse engineering of extraterrestrial materials have existed in the past or exist currently. But here, this guy, who in the traditional sense would be called a pretty credible person, right, Joe?
Yeah, looking at his history and what he has done, yes.
He's an Air Force vet.
Yeah.
He's been decorated, right? Has he been in combat? Needless to say, though, he's a guy who, decorated combat officer with the Air Force during the war in Afghanistan. He's a guy who we would traditionally take very seriously.
Yes.
He's saying that E.T. is alive or dead. I don't know. But either way, his body is in America and the government knows about it. His spaceship is also here. And we've got it. Like Independence Day under the bunker.
I was just going to say.
Deep in Nevada, We have that facility here in America.
We're just waiting for Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith to fly it.
Put his career, reputation, his name on the line, testified in front of the Congress of the United States of America. Words that will go down in the National Archives with his name next to it. That aliens exist. We know about it. They visited Earth. In fact, we have one right here. And the reaction to this earth-shattering, groundbreaking news, from everything I've heard, has been, oh, well, Steph says it's water under the bridge. I think Diggs and the Bills are okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on here that it brings up two questions. One is, do you believe them? Is E.T. here in the United States of America? Two, is America a joke? Because, like, that's the thing that I've gotten from yesterday in the last 24 hours. That, like, that is something, right? Decorated military man, you know, person with experience who demands to be taken seriously, goes in front of Congress, takes a trip. Mr. Grush goes to Washington, and he goes in front of Congress and testifies that he knows about aliens. They exist for real. Like, that, did that ever mean something here? I feel like that's the kind of thing that should mean something, and everyone is just looking at it like, yeah, whatever. It's just C-SPAN needed some programming on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, you would think this would get more attention, and like you said, I mean, it's been down the list on the news. I think this, Brian, I think you're hitting on something where most people are saying, is this guy telling the truth, right? Because, I mean, you question everything in Washington now. But that's actually what this guy's doing. He's questioning what the Pentagon is saying and not saying. But I think there's a lot of people like me who just can't bring themselves to believe that there is outside life that has come to the planet Earth. Now, I have evolved my opinion on this over the years. I do believe there is probably some kind of living something in the galaxy. The galaxy's pretty big. I do find it hard to believe that they've come to Earth. This guy's very credible. Now, to be fair, he hasn't seen anything that he's testifying about. This is information that he claims the Pentagon has. But I think more than anything, people, when they hear UFOs, it's a tune out, and they just can't bring themselves to believe that A, they're visiting us, and B, Area 51 might actually be what you think, what you've heard Area 51 is. And I think that's why it's moved down the news, because let's be honest, a lot of news directors probably see this story, Brian, and go, do we want to be looped in with this conspiracy theory? You get what I'm saying? And I think that plays a lot into this.
Yeah. I guess, like, the first part of this is just, to me, I want to believe him, not because I believe him, but because I want to believe that a guy who goes to Washington in front of Congress and testifies under oath that something, UFOs, whatever the subject of that testimony is, you know, a serious person does that, I want to live in a world where I can believe it. Right? Like, I want to live in a world where I can take that testimony at its word. I know I don't.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, don't you, like, shouldn't that be the case? Like, that's,
that everyone's an honest person, and
it's, like, the biggest moment of your life, right? If you are in his shoes, if you're sitting in that chair, you're testifying in front of Congress, and I know it's become, like, this sideshow. Is this just, like, the final nail in the coffin of, like, this whole charade doesn't even matter anymore? Which, like, that's pretty damaging, right?
Well, yeah. I think that's definitely,
like, all the stupid questions that you hear being asked, they're just used for clips, you know, for people who are running for office and to say that they asked a question of this guy or whatever. And now they're talking aliens, and they just, like, made a whole mockery of the system to where no one believes anything anymore.
Well, by the way, that's all committee hearings are, the sound clip for my next election.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfortunately what it is. That's what it's become.
But that stinks. So yeah, like that's my
I don't
first
disagree with that.
That's my first thing. It's like,
and these committee hearings have become a sideshow. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, they have. It just stinks. I think it's partly because I'm coming out that I watched that Oppenheimer movie. It's 3 hours, and part of that is, you know, they have the committee hearings in the movie, and you want to, you know, it presents it as a very serious undertaking. And now it's just, you know, what is it?
Yeah.
It's like the X-Files. Because I don't believe him. I think it stinks that... like he's in this arena and saying these things. I don't really believe it. And I don't, well, actually, I don't know. I take that back. I don't know what to believe. But I want to believe somebody who is in that seat, taking, you know, being sworn under oath, delivering that testimony. I want to believe that person.
You're saying you don't believe someone in Washington, D.C.,
but like I don't necessarily. There was somebody, Adam Frank, who's just down the 90 at the University of Rochester, came out last week with a critique of, because you know you know what they're going to say ahead of time. He said he doesn't find the claims exciting at all because they're all just hearsay of a guy who knows a guy who heard that, you know, somewhere the government has alien spaceships. And when it comes down to it, that kind of was it. So it brings up the question that's more fun to talk about, Joe, and that's, do you believe?
I mean, again, I don't know where this guy, is he lying? Did he see information? Or does he, what he thinks is information about UAPs? Again, we're getting secondhand testimony. He didn't encounter the UFOs. He didn't encounter the, quote, non-human, whatever that word is, biologics. He saw information. What he thinks is classified information. So I don't know. It's secondhand, and I'm just not. I want to hear from the person who spotted it. I want to hear from the person who has seen the test done on what they found. Again, is he lying, or is he saying what he thinks he saw in a file? Because you and I could look at the same file and say two completely different things, but neither of us are lying.
803-0930 to weigh in here with us, Brian Mesrowski, Joe Beamer, here on WBEN. On what do you think? Do you believe this guy who's in front of Congress yesterday, sworn testimony in the National Archives that there's, you know, E.T. Hanging out somewhere? He's the only really real alien I can think of by name that people would know.
Yeah, extraterrestrial.
Like, yeah, but like E.T., who's the other famous alien that has a name? Like, there's the alien from Alien.
Yeah.
Did that have a name?
What's the alien's name from American Dad?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
No,
that,
me either.
That doesn't fit in there.
But I just know there's an alien in the show.
It's kind of the only famous alien, so forgive me for using that again and again. On our text board, people already, you know, weighing in. A couple people saying, like, oh, it's impossible for there not to be other life. And that's a relatively normal take to have, I think, right? The universe is so insanely humongous. There's not words to describe, right? Like, it would be impossible for other life. But it also is entirely possible that there is no other life out there. Oh. And then the person goes on to say, well, why would aliens want to visit us? We're the dumbest of the bunch. Well, hang on a second. Are you not driving down the 90 somewhere, talking to your car, telling it to send me a message on the radio that we're sending back to everyone?
Pretty smart to me.
That seems pretty good.
By the way, I mixed them up. We're in a universe within the galaxy, right? Or no.
No.
A galaxy within the universe. Yes. I was wrong. So we're going to have to go back, and I want to take that out. I don't want the replay to make me sound dumb. We're a galaxy within the universe. I'm sorry, guys. I sound like just an idiot.
You're about to go in front of Congress.
Before you go to Paul, I want to ask you, Brian, what would it take for you to believe that there are aliens?
So
do you
here's
have to
the thing.
Physically see it?
That's like we live in this society now where it's like a show-me thing.
Yeah.
Because you can't trust seemingly ever. Like, nobody believes anyone. Who would have to tell you that we've got the alien for you to believe him? Like, how many people are there in your life where you would believe that
I mean, no offense to the people in my life, I would need physical evidence. I think we live in a time where you need to see it. Like you said,
there's
I need
no
to see
one
it.
In your life who could tell you that and you would believe them?
I don't think so.
If I told you that, you wouldn't believe it?
Brian, I love you, but I would believe that you think you saw an alien. I need to see it.
If you told me it, I think I would believe you.
I wouldn't want to tell you because I think it would sound so crazy unless I had the evidence to bring to you.
No, that's the line of thinking. I would believe you.
Well, I appreciate that.
The people who have no reason to tell me some sort of crazy story, right? You're not trying to get famous. You're not trying to make money off your claims or go in front of Congress or a camera or something like that. Like, that is kind of the person I would believe. And then what authority figure would you believe without, the president? And again, doesn't matter who it is. The president goes on TV and says, the aliens have landed. I'm going to believe it.
I think more people would want to see physical evidence. And if the president saw it, why can't I see it? You know what I mean?
But if the president comes on TV and says, again, it does not matter who the president, Biden, it's Trump, it's Obama, it's Bush, it's Clinton, it's whoever it is, it's The Rock, 10 years from now, and they say, they're here. I'm going to believe you because, what else am I going to do with that? Am I going to just say, oh, cool, thanks, honey. Is the beef and broccoli ready?
But again, I'm trying to be fair to everybody, just like in this yesterday. I don't doubt that this gentleman thought he saw the files he is talking about and that he thinks the information exists. I don't think he's lying. But again, what you might think is an alien, I want to hear from the person who did the tests. Maybe that's the person I would believe. I need to see the test that you did on this life form that wasn't human.
Think you just saw a fish?
You know what I mean? I mean, they discover new ocean creatures every day.
Paul and Clarence, you're on WBEN. All right, Paul. I guess the first question before, whether you go into whether you believe if they exist or not, who would you believe it if somebody told you without seeing it?
It depends on the person. If I felt they're credible, like a gentleman that just testified in front of Congress, yes. The concept of whether you believe it, I believe it, that's not really the big point here. The point is the information being put out, not by just this man, but across all of media, has become so skewed and so opinionated and so non-factual that it's hard to believe anything. And that's exactly where they or whoever you want to call them want us to believe. We second guess everything because we're shown so much disinformation that even when somebody credible like this gentleman who came forward about the UFO will sound like an idiot. Because, it's just another crackpot. Oh, it's just another post on Twitter or whatever. There's so much stuff out there that is not based on, like Joe says, fact, hard evidence, that nobody believes anything. And it's, you can do what you want and say what you want in this world. Nobody's going to believe you.
Paul, to your point, and thanks for the call. Or you can say what you want and nobody does anything, right? Like, you want to blame the people who are sitting on this panel. I mean, if that's me and I'm sitting there and I'm a serving congressman and I'm listening to somebody say that aliens exist and we have the spaceship here in America. What happened yesterday? You had a bunch of people, maybe they were on their phones, and they go, oh yeah, that's cool. And then they went home and they had dinner and did their campaign calls and all that kind of stuff. I want somebody to launch a full investigation, right? If I have somebody like that in front of me making those claims to get to the bottom of this, is this really happening?
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to use the full power of my office to get to the bottom of what would be the most important thing, right? Like, it would be the most important thing to come in front of their desk ever.
But the investigation would have to bring, again, physical evidence. I don't think you could have an investigation and conclude, yes, there's aliens, by just hearsay. An investigation launched by the United States Congress would have to bring up physical evidence. And then, I believe.
Let's get it. 803-0930, Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. Back here on WBEN, Brian Masrowski, Joe Beamer here with you and looking at, well, up to the sky. Or maybe not even up to the sky. If you're to believe the guy who testified in front of Congress yesterday, you can just look across the room. And maybe the alien is hanging out there because they're not just visiting, flying around, but we apparently have some.
We've captured them.
In our possession. That's like the thing. Did we capture them? Were they visiting and decided to hang out for a while?
Did we shoot it down? Did we discover it? Did it misjudge a landing?
Great question. Yeah. 803-0930, do you believe, what do you make of this guy in front of Congress yesterday? What do you make of the fact that no one will believe anybody? You know, here's a 14-year retired major testifying in front of Congress, and everyone's just like, yeah, whatever.
It's difficult to bring yourself to believe it.
That means something to me. But, like, do you believe? What is it? We'll go to Joey in Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. How's it going this morning?
Good. What you guys were talking about is if it's a president and so on. Well, Eisenhower allegedly had information or conversations with said questioning material that you guys were talking about. I'm just a E3 when I was guarding nuclear weapons. I was drafted by Nixon, okay? I didn't want to be assigned to guard a nuclear weapon site. However, we did encounter a object, and none of us know what it is and where it's from. But the point is, and I keep saying this to your station, there's a guy, and you can Google this. He had a seminar at Niagara Community College. His name is Professor Hastings. He's went around the world and documented. He has file footage of fighter pilots, sea captains. They've seen ships, unknown things come in and out of the water. The fighter pilots have had encounters with flying objects doing circles around their jet fighters while they're going at top speed. All you got to do is get a hold of Hastings. Ask him for a seminar, maybe at somewhere in Buffalo where it's not at Niagara County, maybe in Erie County, Buff State, UB, and you'll get all the answers you need because he's documented this stuff for the last 10, 12 years. And he doesn't go around asking for money. When he was at Niagara Community College about 6 years or so ago, he had everything you needed to know that you guys keep asking about. And none of us want to get paid. We just saw what we saw. So if you don't believe it, Google Hastings. That's my answer to you guys. Because all the information that you're interested in seeing and hearing about, and Google something on Eisenhower, if he encountered something. Because it's happened from guys like me, lowly little E3s, all the way up to the president. It happens. It's there. Do we know what it is? Where it comes from? No.
Joey, thank you. I think what Joe is getting at when it comes to the evidence is, I mean, what is evidence? I mean, even now, like, everything can be thrown into, you know, this sort of, remember the movie Signs with Mel Gibson?
Yes.
And there was the video, the first time you saw the alien, he was, like, walking through that kid's birthday party. Oh, man, that was
it's a good movie.
A creepy scene, you know, when you're, like, 10 years old and you see that movie. But anyways, that looked pretty real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you see that online, like somebody throws that. I bet you most people don't believe video footage anymore. Because it could be the footage of the crane falling in New York City yesterday, Joe.
Could have been AI.
There was like a part of me that's like, wow, that is so out of a movie. Is this out of a movie? No, it's definitely real. But like, it could have been out of a movie.
By the way, I questioned Joey's call. Wasn't Professor Hastings on Sesame Street?
Is that they professors?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to look it up. But I think there was a Professor Hastings on Sesame Street.
I do like that question of, like, what would it take for you to believe? Who would you have to hear it from? I guess there is a difference, right, between, like, they're here and, oh, we have had a body. Like, those are two very different things.
I want,
like,
a PowerPoint presentation.
From who? Like, what?
Yeah. Hey, this is the evidence. We've documented the evidence in this presentation. That's what I want.
But, like, a picture? Do you have to see it yourself?
You know, I question that now, because what is it going to take for, like, me to believe
what,
a picture?
What difference is a picture? How much better is a picture than somebody here testifying in front of Congress? I don't think it's that much better.
No, not the pictures that we see. I mean, these grainy, every time there's something to do with an alien, it's a grainy picture. You can barely make out what it is.
I can take a crystal clear HD picture throughout the month of October down in Buffalo, Joe, of the scariest alien you've ever seen. Now I'm taking that picture in Fright World, but it looks real to me. Right? Like, how a picture tells you what? And
again,
against a guy's words here in front of Congress.
I don't think any picture is a picture, but if you're talking about non-human life forms, that's the part that that's sticking out to me. Okay? Now, if you show me a picture of, you know, Independence Day, yeah, I'm going to go, that's... But if it's... you know what? I don't know what it would take to convince me, but I'm sure there is a picture out there that would... It would be a lot better than someone talking about files that they read that exist.
The president comes on TV and says, there's aliens. I'm believing it.
Okay.
You just don't say that.
Yeah, again, I don't care who the president is. I still go to question it. It could be Biden. It could be Trump.
But, like, that's sad, right? Like, that is... How do you question that? The president of the United States, again, it doesn't matter who it is, comes on TV and says... I mean, and there's two versions of this, right? We're being upfront with the American people. It's time to, you know, reveal that we have had an alien craft in our possession for the last 50 years. Now, that is much different than saying, you know, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern time, we were visited by an extraterrestrial. That's still, like, that is a very immediate thing. And you're still not going to believe it?
I fail to believe that there are other life forms that are visiting Earth. And you know what, Brian?
What I'm saying, the president comes on TV and says that.
I'm still questioning it, yes.
So, like, I'm not 100%. At the gym, and the president comes on every TV and says, you know, at 0300 hours, we made contact with extraterrestrial life form that's now visible over the city of Los Angeles. Staying on the treadmill? You're not going home to your family?
That's a lot different. If it's like an Independence Day,
where the
TV is going crazy and the president... Yeah.
The TVs are going to go crazy if the president makes an announcement about aliens.
That's different than what you were saying. You were saying if the president just comes up and says, we have made contact. Again, is there video evidence of this while he's talking?
Either way, it doesn't matter. How does it matter?
When we're talking about aliens, it 100% matters.
No,
I'm
it
sorry.
Doesn't. It's I'm the not president of the United States, the president of whatever country, comes on TV, authoritative. We have some things you still have to take people's word.
No.
If you've completely lost...
With aliens, that's a completely different than we're talking about policy. We're talking about a war victory.
It is completely different in that... You go on TV and you talk about your own policy and whatever, and you say things politically to get your way. You don't go on TV and just make up that aliens exist.
There's a big difference between the president going on the TV and saying we've gotten Osama bin Laden, than there's aliens. Those are two completely different things. I'm believing one. The other one, yes, I still have my doubts.
I'm like speechless.
I don't know how you could be. It is completely different. It is, again, to this point, aliens are in movies.
The president would have more to gain by lying about Osama bin Laden being caught. That's more likely to be not real than, which, by the way, I'm not saying that it's not real. That's more likely to be not real than if a president were to go on TV and say that we have aliens. That is something you only say 100% if it happened.
I'm still struggling to believe it. And I can't say any more than I would need more than just we have aliens. I want to know what tests have been conducted. I want to know how we know these are aliens.
Well, and not, what else do you not believe? Like we've discovered a meteorite. No. And it's coming to Earth. It'll be here in about 3 months.
Well, like now you're doing Armageddon?
But like, do you believe it?
Well, yeah, because I'm sure there's people from NASA that are going to talk about when they started tracking this. And where
there's
it is.
There's people from NASA who are going to say, this spaceship, we first tracked it over here. It crashed here. And
the meteorite we know exists. I just don't know if aliens on Earth exist.
I just don't know how you could have in your mind a world where the president of the United States, again, I don't care who is in the office at the time.
Yeah, I'm not
has
considering
the gall,
who's in office.
Right. The somebody occupying that office could potentially go on TV and say that aliens are here without knowing it to be true.
Just like the gentleman who testified yesterday. I honestly believe...
very different than the sitting president of the United States.
Both human beings, and I at this point. And I believe that we are talking about people. If the president stepped in front of the camera and said, yeah, I believe that he believes that there are aliens on the Earth, I still don't believe it. I still have my doubts.
Oh, my goodness. I need to get to the phones and Ron. Ron in Niagara Falls. You're on WBEM. What's going on?
Good morning. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you believe in angels?
I mean, yes, in that sense.
Okay, so there we have two aliens right there. We have scriptural record of UFOs in the Bible. Elijah, Ezekiel, Job, and the disciple John all saw UFOs. So if they happened back then, why can they not happen today?
I mean, I don't believe in ghosts, Ron, so...
Well, I don't believe in ghosts neither, but we have... If you're just taking a simple definition, an alien is a foreigner, right? That would make an angel an alien.
Would. I like it, Ron. I like it. I like it. You got it. We have to go to Mark in Lackawanna. Mark, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Morning, guys. I've been listening to the station for 40 years. What Bieber just said, absolutely, it's mind-boggling. What in the world would a president have to gain by saying that unless it wasn't 100% true? He would panic.
Thank you.
Not just the country, but the world.
Mark, I think it's my...
another cup of coffee and wake up.
I think it's my mindset. I think it's going to take a lot to convince me. And you know what, Mark?
That is a lot. That is a lot. It's good. That is a lot.
Hey, Joe,
oh my God!
I'm a very, very, very skeptical person.
When it comes to aliens, yes.
But yes.
Comparing aliens to anything else is crazy.
Yeah, for somebody to go on TV and say, "Oh, by the way, after this climate change policy, I wanted to inform you guys. Yeah, we just found aliens." Okay. Oh, wow. Maybe if Hunter Biden announced it, I'd be skeptical. But come on, Joe.
Let me say this. I don't think a president would go to the podium with that information without some hard evidence to present to the American people.
No kidding.
Because I do think there are most people are like me and would question those words no matter who's saying it.
Well, while I'm skeptical about everything, and especially our government, to me, I wouldn't even have to blink to believe, okay, it's true. You just don't say something like that. You can't, it's not nilly willy. You can't say that and take it back.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, Mark, I appreciate the call. Let me just...
Mark is like me in the...
In Brian's... But the way you put it...
just like the way I... Can I... am I going to be able to complete a sentence over the next 6 minutes?
Well, let's just talk about the way you presented the question. The president walks up to the podium and says, we've made contact with aliens, or we found aliens. If the president, he or she, says that without any kind of evidence to present to the American people on how we know this, what we've learned, and just stated what you said, yes, I think a lot of people would question that. But I honestly also don't believe
it. Because in the sense that a lot of people are idiots, yes.
But
lot of people would question it.
I also don't believe, whoever the president is, that they would bring that information to the American people.
So then you would believe it.
Without the evidence.
So then you would believe it.
Without bringing evidence. Again, it's how it's presented. And I don't think that's as crazy as you're making it sound.
How it's presented is the president is making an announcement to the American people.
I got that part, yes.
About alien. That's all you need to know. That's how it's presented. The president is addressing the American people and saying that you do not do that unless it's 100% has happened.
Then present the evidence as part of your announcement.
No, that you don't need it. That's what I'm saying. That you don't believe the president if they were to come on TV and say that there's aliens.
Just flat out say it and not provide any examples of how we know this is an alien spacecraft. Yeah, Brian, I'm sorry. It is a lot different than my previous example. It is something that most people have a belief that aliens are not on the Earth. So for someone to say that, I think you're going to have to present more evidence than announcing, hey, we're invading Iraq. Yes, I do believe it's a completely different announcement.
It's a completely different announcement. In the sense that it doesn't happen unless it's 100% true. And I would like to believe that most people have a grasp on that. Like the caller, Mark, you don't say that.
Unless you believe it's true. That's been my entire point.
Unless
maybe they do believe it's true.
True.
Just
not if you believe it's true.
Like this guy in Congress.
Is true.
I don't think this guy in Congress is lying.
And there's a difference between this guy who showed up in front of Congress and a sitting president.
Again, if the situation comes, maybe I'll be proven wrong. But as it stands now, I wouldn't believe just this. I'm not saying I wouldn't believe it. I would question it. And there is a difference. I would be skeptical of aliens on Earth.
There is. You would hear that address, go on the radio, and continue your drive to Target to pick up milk.
Well, no. Obviously, I'd want to hear the announcement. And I hope there's
and
a lot.
And then you'd go about your day as if nothing changed in the world.
No, that's not the same. No.
Well, then you believe it.
Well, I would
then
like
you to believe it.
Can I ask? I would like to know why the president believes there are aliens. Yes. I would like to build on it.
Because he knows.
I wouldn't just ignore
because
it.
Because that's the assumption. Because he knows. That's the whole thing is that he. You don't have the president go on TV about
something
like that.
But tell me how you know.
And just say.
Tell me how you know.
Sure, he can tell you.
And again, I don't believe the president.
We've made contact. Blah, 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 blah. Da, 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 da.
Then yes, I believe it. If you present. Again, it's different.
He doesn't have to present anything.
I disagree
with
that.
What is he presenting? The transcript of the phone call?
No. Going in detail as part of the speech of how we came to this conclusion. What was done? Who looked at this? Who came to this determination? Yes, I do think those are rational questions to ask if this is being presented.
David, save me.
Yes, yes. Gentlemen, there was an incident in South Africa years ago in the late 70s, and a bunch of school kids seen aliens. Now, if you don't believe a government official, because you'll never get a high-ranking official coming up and saying that, it's a killer. It's a political killer. But if you believe 20-some-odd kids in South Africa in the late 70s physically seen one land, they got out and waved to them.
Hmm. Again, I don't. But that's the thing. I can't bring myself to believe it.
Well, yeah, it's some people need the president to come out and say it for them to believe it. There is such a large number of people that need a government agency to believe it, or the people. Me, I've been following these investigators for years. I've been reading some of the ufology books. I've been a fan of it for a long, long time, guys. Something is up there in our skies. Now,
David,
I don't think
sorry we have
really
to cut
knows.
You short, but thanks for the call. I'm using the president as an example, as the ultimate authority, and probably the one person who could go out there and say it, and you would take them as at their word about that. And that's not to say that the government would never mislead you or the president would never say something that's untrue. But on this, that's correct. Like, on this, that's correct. The person holding that office would understand the way that that would change life on Earth as we know it in making that announcement. And it wouldn't happen unless it was 100% true. And you either hear it from the top or you hear it from somebody you know and trust. And then, yeah, you know, I can take somebody at their word. You know, I don't know, even though it's somebody you know. There's probably one person on Earth, and that's the sitting president of the United States, that you hear that from and you immediately take it seriously.
Well, when that day comes, we'll find out.
When that day comes, Joe will be back here on the radio the next day, and I'll be, you know, out there driving to the doomsday bunker with my family because the aliens are here.
Well, no, we'll have a lot to talk about. I'll be on the station as soon as I can.
Yeah, I know. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow here on WBEN.